Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Hey, Kristen.
Hi.
Hi.
Long time no talk.
Has it been a bit?
Yeah, I think it was, Thursday or Friday?
Friday.
All right.
Did you really? Oh, my God.
You people just are just last like. Player. My
what
goodness.
The hell? How do you do it? How'd she do on Friday?
Not great.
No,
you not sucked. Great.
What was your letter?
A.
A.
Yeah, it was a vowel. But, yeah. You know, the more you do it, the better you get.
This is true. Right. This is true. Right. And once you've gotten, you know, you've like broken the seal of your first
Friday
trip.
Was your first time playing, right?
So
you can't stop yourself.
Yeah. No, second time.
Second. Oh, second my time. God. Really?
Yeah, right, the third time's a charm, right?
Let's hope
That's
so.
That's right.
Let's hope so. Maybe Jeff will give you a better letter today.
Yep. Don't hold your breath.
No, you never know.
Hey, let's see. Oh, wait. This is a good letter. This is the letter K.
Oh.
As in Kroger.
As in karma. Crinkle cut fries.
Kazakhstan.
There you go.
Canton County.
Kia.
Yeah.
Doesn't crinkle cut start with a C?
No, yeah. I think they spell them with a K, don't
Depends
they?
Depends on what brand you're buying.
Oh.
If it's a fancy brand, C.
It's a C. If it's off brand, it's a K.
Correct.
If it starts with best brand, it starts with a K.
And then, of course, there's Kristen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who spells it with an E or an I?
E.
That's how my All Kristen right. spells it.
Kmart.
Yeah, ten. Ten, yep. not a
Kroger.
Ten.
Oh, yeah. Kmart. Remember
like
Kmart?
She's a 10, not a 10. Did you hear what she just said?
Yeah, 10, not a 10. That's cute.
Kmart, big K, sure.
Okay. Right.
So you got some options there. Thinking the letter K. Feel free to use any of those or not.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Kindergarten.
That's my favorite year.
Mm-hmm.
Also right. a quality movie, Kindergarten Cop.
Got apple juice and Nilla wafers for snack time, usually around 10:20.
Yep. Oh, man, those were the
okay.
days.
Snoopy lunchbox. That was fun.
All right.
Mrs. McCann and her assistant, Miss Sicarica.
Yeah. Or either one of them hot.
Miss Sicarica was.
She kind of did it for you.
Did it for my stepdad, too, who informed my mother in front of us that she was very attractive.
Oh, no. That did not go over well,
oh,
did
yeah.
it?
That stayed with me. Even at that age, I was like, I don't know. Something about this feels a little off. But I digress.
Oh, that's funny.
Let's put 30 seconds on the clock over here.
All right.
Let's do this.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. With the letter K. Name something you do when it's cold outside.
Krogering.
Something black.
Kia.
A job.
Kmart.
A game.
Pass.
A store.
Kroger.
Something you cut.
Pass.
Something you lick.
Kids?
A vacation spot.
US.
A game. Oh, darn.
Kick the can. Kick the can.
I know. I thought
of that. Yeah, kick. Did you say kickball or did I write that down?
No, it's a good one, though.
Yeah, kickball would have been good.
See. Darn.
For something I was going to say, like something you do on a winter day or when the weather's
cold
bad.
Outside.
I kick back.
Kick back. Okay. That's a great one.
What's something you cook?
Kiwi.
Or what's something you cut? Yeah.
Kale.
Kiwi.
Crinkle cut fries.
There you go.
Crinkle cuts.
That's funny.
Jen gave you that one.
Coupons with a K.
Well, you got more today than you did on Friday, so that's good.
I'm getting there.
You're getting there.
Keep passing quicker, darling. Keep it moving.
Will do.
All right.
All right, girl. Have a good Monday.
Thank you, guys.
Have fun.
See you, Kristen.
Bye. You too. Take it easy.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, 7-Eleven is selling a Thanksgiving sub with stuffing-flavored bread.
I saw a picture of it.
How could that not be good?
How's it look? Does it look pretty good?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I think it all looks good until you taste it, and then you're like, nah, it's been under a heat lamp for a while.
For a bit.
That's my question. How fresh is the sub at 7-Eleven?
Depends on when you go in.
By the time we get there.
Yeah.
You know, if you go in like during the morning rush hour commute, it might be a little fresher.
Yeah.
I would think.
Well, I always think that about the sandwiches at the airport, too, and the whenever they have the little cooler sections, like in the middle of the airport. It's not a restaurant. It's just kind of a woman with chips and a couple of sandwiches and maybe some fruit.
Yeah, you know? How stale can it be?
Yeah. You know, on bottom, they're always, you know, decent.
It's called the Thanksgiving Turkey Sub. It comes with deli-style butterball turkey, white cheddar cheese, and cranberry mayonnaise.
Hmm.
All in a sub-sandwich-style roll that has a, quote, stuffing-flavored base. They are pre-made and cost $5. You can find them in the cold case.
Oh, there you go.
At participating 7-Elevens for a limited time. We were supposed to get some 7-Elevens in this area. Has that happened yet?
It's happening,
I haven't seen any.
Isn't there one on New Haven? I think there is that area.
Speedway and 7-Eleven merged. So I don't know if that's officially happened yet or if that's still waiting for the courts to give them the go ahead. But you know, maybe we'll get the Slurpee machines in the Speedways.
I think that's the number one concern of most everyone.
Mm-hmm.
The Slurpees.
In regards to 7-Eleven, yeah.
Because you're on your way with the convenience of...
Speedway.
I do have an amazing jingle.
Yeah. You guys ever call have you ever called the Butterball Turkey Talk Line?
Once for a crappy radio bit. It was a waste of my time.
I think we did too, once for a crappy radio bit.
Those poor people have real questions to answer and you guys are tying up the line.
I know.
Yeah, I mean they really get into it.
Didn't we try to stump them? Didn't we try to come up with questions that to see if they could actually answer anything that we threw at them.
Your experience in the kitchen probably would keep them on the phone for a while.
Well, I could, yeah. Yeah,
That's what I mean. You plus the way you question. A lot of questions.
Yeah, but what if?
They were unflappable, though.
Yeah.
Especially with your knowledge of cooking, I'm sure Jen could absolutely. Mm-hmm. It would start off with like, do you even know how I turn on my oven for starters?
Okay, can I cook it first before I pull out the innards? Because I really don't want to pull out the innards raw. Can I cook it and then take them out?
I remember we were having a Friendsgiving one time and someone thawed the turkey in hot water. And I'm like, that's not how
that
you do that.
I've seen that done before.
But you're not supposed to do that. That's like a no-no.
I've seen it done before.
It's supposed to be like either cold, not even lukewarm, I think, just cold. And then it just
goes to the temperature of the water.
Well, how about this? I don't want to touch the innards of the turkey. So if I wear a glove and stick my hand in there and a glove to pull them out, if they're latex gloves, is the latex going to get on the inside of the turkey and have an effect on anybody that might be allergic to latex?
I don't know. How about
but I'll
they,
bet you they have an answer
I
for
bet
that.
They do.
How about they offer a service that they walk around and pull the innards out for you?
Because, I mean, that's the number one thing. It's like I thought about cooking. Like my first year in radio was like the first year I didn't go home for Thanksgiving because I had to work on Thanksgiving Day. And so I was going to cook a Thanksgiving dinner for a couple of my other buddies that were having the same situation. And the second I started looking into what it took to cook a turkey and I realized I had to stick my hand up in that turkey, I'm like, that's it. I'm making lasagna.
Here's what you do. You go to Kroger, you go up to the deli and where they have the nice boar's head stuff, right? Uh-huh. And when they say, do you want it? How thin do you want it? You're like, give me inch slices, please.
Yeah.
Yes. And there you go.
And there you go. Boom. Turkey dinner.
We're cooking the turkey. And Scott said, I think we should show Penelope the innards. And I'm like, why would we do that?
Why do they include the innards exactly?
Because my Polish drunk uncles eat them.
Yeah.
You boil them in a pot, and then they go, ooh, who wants the neck? Who wants the heart? Ugh. And they fight over it.
My dad used to cook it in the noodles. Like, it's a very, like, my grandma used to make that egg noodle dish.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would use that to make the egg noodles. It's got amazing flavor, Jen.
Hey, we should congratulate Mount Notre Dame. Won the Ohio High School Athletic Association Division I Girls State Soccer Championship Friday night.
Did Uncle Joe text
that's
you, too?
That's pretty exciting.
That's pretty big. Also, oh, sorry.
Who is that? Is that you?
It's Jeffy as an alarm. Time to take your birth control.
No, I'm getting a call. from a number I don't recognize.
Hang up.
So I'm not going to answer.
Nope.
And I should have had my phone on silent.
I know.
That's all right.
And the reason I didn't was because I was trying to hear the whoosh when I was emailing you those pictures.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I wasn't hearing that. That's how I knew it wasn't going through.
Huh. Did you get my pictures?
Nope. I think you need to send a smaller size. Try a smaller size.
Okay.
Waynesville won the Division III state title.
Nice.
So, you know, Rose Lavelle from the women's soccer team went to Mount Notre Dame, and I did see, I follow her on Instagram, and she was watching the game.
That's cool.
Yes, it was so cool. And she even put up a little post about them, like, cheering on my fellow friends at Mount Notre Dame. And I thought that was pretty awesome of her.
Yeah, we should also mention that actor Brendan Hunt was in Cincinnati.
I saw that. That was making the rounds after the soccer game.
Yeah, so he plays Coach Beard in Ted Lasso. He's kind of a man of few words, and it was weird because he attended the qualifying match for the 2022 FIFA World Cup between U.S. and Mexico at TQL Stadium in Cincinnati on Friday. And FC Cincinnati shared a video of him kind of giving props to the new stadium.
So I actually haven't been to that many U.S. home matches. In fact, I've never been to U.S. home matches. I've been to games in other countries, and I've been to a neutral venue match here in America. So here in Cincinnati is my first proper USA home match. And I got to tell you, this stadium's pretty great. It reminds me of when I saw them play in Kaiserslautern, 2006. So, good job, FC Cincinnati.
Yeah, that was pretty cool because he's a man of few words in the show, so it's kind of weird seeing him.
Did they call
so wordy.
Him Coach Beard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never seen the show.
So I watched the game and until I fell asleep.
Same.
And the commentators who, you know, call the World Cup stuff, they were very complimentary. Even one of them had said, this is the nicest stadium he's ever been in and all of the world soccer spots.
Which it was incredible. Cool. Like they had the whole dome lit up red with fireworks and blue.
It looked sweet. And then I went, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go watch part of this on Univision. So I put on Univision.
Univision.
Yeah. And watched it in Spanish for a little bit. And you could tell they were excited about the game and everything as well.
You could tell.
The excitement. The excitement. Cincinnati.
And they won 2-0. Yep. The men, the USA men did. That was great.
I was going to say Alabama jumped Cincinnati to number two behind Georgia in the AP college football poll on Sunday after they remain unbeaten after winning in South Florida 45-28 on Friday night. That's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
And the other big news in Tim's world is Metro is increasing their pay. They're holding a career fair. Oh, That already passed. That was Saturday.
Did I print out a late missed thing? It. Oh, but you can still work
I'm
there.
Sure they're still looking.
They are.
Paid training at $18 per hour, which includes, like, if you don't have your CDL,
they'll train
paid
you to do
CDL training. That's the way to do it, dude. Don't pay for it to have it. You know, go work for somebody who'll pay for you to get it.
That's right.
Yeah. And reimbursement for CDL licensing fees. Once trained, the starting wage is $19.55 an hour. They'll give you a $2,000 signing bonus upon completion of training and your 95-day probationary period. But you have the potential to earn up to $27 per hour within the first 5 years of working for them.
That sounds great.
Not bad at all.
Yeah.
Maybe you could moonlight. You know, another side hustle.
I'm just thinking, yeah, I know. I mean, that's why I bring it up to Tim, because it's not like he doesn't have 1,000 side hustles as it is. So why not just add one more?
Hey, is
why
that
not?
Timmerman driving the 33 up Glenway? Hell yeah, it is.
See, I'd want to do one of those express routes where you get to drive in emergency lane and not stop.
You need the Kenwood 4.
That's what I need. I just want to keep on buzzing through.
Yeah. What do you call that? The Metro Plus?
Yeah. Or the X, maybe. Right.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.